Another edition of Sacktown Movie Buffs. Once again, it's your boy Kier, and I am back continuing my 2022 reviews, I guess. I went back and started watching some of the Oscar-nominated films for a show I'm going to be on tomorrow. I hadn't seen all the Oscar films that I wanted to see. I just figured if I could at least get through most of the Best Picture winners, or Best Picture nominees, I should say, I should be good to go. So the film that we're reviewing today is going to be All Quiet on the Western Front, and I say without further ado, I say we get right into it. So this is a foreign film. It's a, I believe, a German film, because they're speaking German. It's a foreign film that basically is set in World War II. So basically, it shows basically a group of young men who are enlisting into the German army to fight for their country, and basically are shipped off to France on their Western Front. And basically, they hold post there. And then most of the film is just dealing with the jobs and duties that they have to do. And then, of course, obviously fighting what they consider to be their enemy. And what I like about the film, what makes it so good, is not only one, the musical score, it's really, really eerie and scary. So I really love the musical score. That's what really hooks you into the film. It's always eerie and scary right before the battle scenes. And there's a lot of really good battle scenes as well. But what I do like about the film is it kind of gives you a little bit of a taste of both sides. So you get to see a little bit of, mostly centered around the German side, obviously, but you also get to see the other side of France as well. And you get to see kind of the soldiers' perspectives. And so what I really enjoyed about this film and why it's probably nominated for Best Picture is the way in which they show, you know, these young men are basically, I don't want to say conned into joining the army, but they're basically believing they're joining the army for other reasons. And then they start learning that, you know, the people that they're are told are their enemy, you know, these people have, you know, wives and kids and families as well, just as they do. And so I do like that the film showed both sides. It's not always the case in most war films, so they kind of give you a perspective of both sides. Usually there's like good guys and bad guys, but you know, in war, you know, there really are no true good guys, and there really are not always true bad guys in some senses, you know, because war is messy, you know. And even if the people that are leading them into these battles or the people that are making them enlist to go fight for these countries are bad people, these are soldiers, they're young adults, you know. A lot of these were, you know, 18 to 21 year olds, so they're not really old, and they just don't know, you know. They've just been told and led into this life of going into war and going into battle, and I love the way that the film showed that. So a little foreshadowing, but this is obviously definitely a for me, it's definitely a top contender for the year. I really, really enjoyed this film quite a bit. It's now streaming on Netflix. If you have an opportunity to watch it, I definitely urge you to check it out. It is foreign, of course. So I know some people have issues with that, you know, reading subtitles, but for me, you know, after 2 minutes, you don't even notice. But it is an amazing film. It's really, really good. Definitely urge you to check it out. And like I said, let me know down in the comments. Have you seen All Quiet on the Western Front? Did you like it? Did you not like it? As always, if you like the channel, we ask that you like, subscribe, follow, hit those bell notifications. And we'll be back again soon with some more shows for you. We thank you for watching. Hope everybody has a great day.